First of all, let me say, the supporters, Portsmouth supporters, they have a reputation of being fantastic. And this year, I think they've been even more than that. Everything that has gone on at their club just leaves you dumbfounded sometimes. I mean, I don't want to go particularly down that line all of the time, but...
But as a football man, it's depressing, isn't it?
Oh, goodness me. Well, you know, and here we are, though, at the FA Cup final. I mean, I have to say, the semi-final, like most people, you say, well, Tottenham will win it. No, they didn't. Portsmouth won it. Everybody here is going to say it's got to be Chelsea. And yet, for those supporters... We all, on one-off, support the underdog, you know. And most of the country will be wanting Portsmouth to win this cup final. Having said all of that, what the future holds for that club, I really have no idea.
No, it's difficult. But the FA Cup, you're a football man. Just explain to people, because there's a lot of naysayers these days about the FA Cup, Graham. There's a lot of people are saying it's not important anymore, it's not that. But this occasion cannot be beaten, can it, in English football?
You ask professional footballers... appearing in an FA Cup final, whether that game is not important or not, as supporters coming down to watch their team in the FA Cup final, that is still there. But what happens, of course, is that I think it's £1.8 million the winners get here. For winning the Premier League, it's something like £50 million. So you can see where people say it doesn't really matter. But that isn't the point, because as the Portsmouth people will know better than other, if it all comes about money, which road are we going to go down? This is the FA Cup final. It's a trophy that's been in existence for goodness knows how many years. It's used to be, and it has to say that it didn't. Before the European Championships came in, this used to be the game of the season. It used to be the game that everybody came to. Yes, it's got competition, there's no doubt about that. And we've got a World Cup coming up here. But tell me that people don't want to be in the FA Cup final. You're talking rot. This is the game for most people. And it takes up a Saturday on televisions all over the country.
And the world.
And just finally,
Graham, again, the scene is set. The weather is beautiful. It always seems to be on Cup Final Saturday. We know the Pompey fans are going to give it everything. Can they do a Sunderland? Can they do a Wimbledon? Or is the chasm just too big?
Oh, no, they can do it. But I'm one of those, I'm saying, I don't think they will. But they can do it. Yeah. And the great thing about me just saying that, I should never really have said, because it shows I haven't learned. Because the great thing about this game of football, it puts all us so-called experts and people supposedly know, I think, about it, it puts us in our places. And as I said earlier, in the semi-final, everybody's expecting Tottenham to go through, but they didn't. It was Portsmouth. So it can be done. There's no doubt about that. But I really think this might just be a step too far. I think the Chelsea boys are really up for the Ancelotti's first year to do the double. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? It's a fantastic achievement. Ancelotti, people say, but he hasn't spent a penny. No. You know, all right, the players were here and what have you. Then he has a bit of a go as his diamond formation doesn't really work. Listens to the players, alters it. So, you know, I think Ancelotti's done some very, very good work with some very, very good players.
Yeah, thank you for your time today. I hope your afternoon goes well, and I much appreciated speaking to you.